This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Community Matters here on 103.7 WEEI. I'm your host, Scott Cardishi. Glad you could join us. Community Matters is the show that comes your way each and every Saturday morning and keeps you up to date and in touch with many of the great things happening in and around our communities here in the state of Rhode Island, in eastern Massachusetts, and in eastern Connecticut. And joining us on the show this morning, she has been with us in the past, from the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation, a master of social work and licensed clinical social worker, Shaquay Kazarian is with us. Shaquay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be with you again.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And this is a big weekend for the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation. October 5th today and the 6th tomorrow, the Gloria Gemma Flames of Hope Celebration of Life taking place with many different great events, right?
Absolutely. We are very, very happy to say that we'll be celebrating 20 years with the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation. And for those of your listeners that don't know, the family, the 9 children of Gloria Gemma, who died from metastatic breast cancer several years before the foundation came to be, they decided they wanted to do something to help the community, because when their mom was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, there were no resources available. So as a legacy to her and love to her, they wanted to do something to help those in the community and to provide those resources that were not available to them. So this organization is 20 years young. It's very vital. In fact, it's growing more and more. And we're very excited for this weekend. It's been 20 years of service, the Flames of Hope. The actual events are 19 years, and now Flames of Hope is when those of us that have had breast cancer or have been touched by a loved one who's had breast cancer, we carry the torch. And then we also have the Passport to Survivorship, which is 10 years old. And that's a free exhibit that's open to everyone. It's from 9 to 3. Yep. And the Convention Center in Providence, 9 to 3. You just want to register, but there's several vendors. There's talks, there's demonstrations. In fact, myself, I shall be giving a talk from 1:30 to 2 o'clock on the impact of cancer. Mm-hmm. And for those who have never seen the torch procession, it's very moving. I myself have done it 3 times. I did it last year with one of the ladies that I work with. She's not able to carry the torch the whole way. And I'll be doing it again this year. I'll be her escort. So again, those that you see carrying the torch, they've either had cancer themselves, or they do it in memory or in honor of a loved one.
That's great. And that's the Illuminations of Life torch ceremony, which is tonight at 6:30, correct?
That is correct, at the State House. And we walk all the way down to the water basin. It's very, very moving.
And then the celebration festival, that takes place from 4:30 to 11:30 p.m. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We rock and roll, I'll tell you.
Now, tomorrow morning, you have the Gloria Gemma 5K as well, correct?
We all roll out of bed. We'll still have our dancing shoes on.
You need your running shoes. You need your running shoe jacket.
I'll have my dancing shoes on. Dance the night away, and then we'll be there in the morning. And everyone is so excited and pumped. And again, it's just so emotional when you see either an individual runner or walker, babies being pushed in their strollers, families, they have the signs. Again, they're doing it for themselves, for a loved one, or in memory of. And this is our biggest fundraiser. Gloria Gemma runs on donations, you know, personal donations, be it made in memory of, in honor of, in gratitude of. There's no state funding. There's no federal funding. Mm-hmm. So all the donations, again, are personally funded. We do have a few grants that we've gotten this year, which has been very exciting, which I'd like to talk to you about our metastatic programs.
Sure.
But that's why all these events we do, like even in June, we have the Glory Days, which is a walk run down in the South County part of the state.
Yep.
And it's 3 days, it's 44 miles, it's 20 miles, 15 miles, and 9 miles. And in fact, on that Sunday, the 9 mile run was dedicated to Maria Gemma's nephew, Chris, who died last year from cancer. He was diagnosed with a metastatic cancer, died, you know, very shortly. So that was dedicated to him. So this whole mission is very, very personal to the Gemma family, and especially to Maria Gemma. She has such a passion and a calling to do this. And not only, again, does she do it in memory of her mom, but she does it because, again, she wants to meet the needs of those in the community. And what I love about her is she has such incredibly good listening and hearing skills. Like, she hears what the needs are.
Yep.
And she meets those needs in real time. And the metastatic program is one of those that I'd like to talk to you about.
Sure. Before we get to that, you mentioned that, you know, you are, you know, completely, you know, donor or sponsor funded. And I guess the question would be for our listeners, you know, how can people help in terms of volunteering, fundraising, soliciting for sponsorships? What's the best thing for people to do if they want to get involved with the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation?
That's excellent. They can simply call 401-861-4376, or they can email at info@GloriaGemma.org.
Okay. And for more information, too, on your organization, the website is GloriaGemma.org. That's Gloria, GEMMA.org.
Correct.
And you find really everything you need to know about the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation there. So you mentioned you want to talk about these metastatic programs.
Yes.
Why don't you go right ahead and explain?
Thank you. We're really excited about this program. For those that don't know, if someone is diagnosed with a metastatic disease, that means it's a stage 4. That means that there's no cure.
Mm-hmm.
And 2.5 years ago, Maria reached out to me and asked me if I would be interested in facilitating a support group for folks with metastatic disease. And I said that I would, because they do have a wonderful virtual support group, a general cancer support group. And the women were going to that and they found it helpful, but they found it really wasn't always helpful for them because they didn't always feel comfortable talking about their needs, their disease progression, and those specific things that they go through that somebody like myself, who's had cancer and is now cancer-free, deals with. Mm-hmm. Again, these folks have a metastatic disease. They can go through treatments for years and years. They can keep the disease at bay, but they're never cured. So Maria heard that, and they established a metastatic support group. We meet once a month. the first Wednesday of the month from 5:30 to 6:30. We meet in Cranston. And again, that information is always posted on the webpage. And this provides an opportunity for folks to come who have metastatic disease. Now, I'd like to really stress to your listeners that even though the organization is named the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation, it's open to men and women, and it's not just for breast cancer. So if you had any type of cancer, you could call them. No one will ever be turned away. Okay. They will guide you and direct you. And in fact, we have a young man who is going to be joining our support group soon. He has a metastatic disease, prostate, and he'll be joining our group because, again, the issues they face are similar.
Now, had you not mentioned that, I would have never known that. I thought it was only for people dealing with breast cancer. So that's great information for our listeners, Shaquet.
Yep, absolutely. And the other thing, too, is we recognize that, you know, a lot of people don't like to work in support groups. They want to connect, but they want to do it in a less obvious way. So again, we have two grants. Last year, the ladies went on a three-day retreat to the Berkshires, all metastatic folks. This year, we're doing it that again, and that's funded by a grant. The same grantors gave us another grant, which we're very excited about. And this allows some extra money that I can go out with these folks. We can go out for a meal or do something social. And again, it's a one-on-one experience, which they really enjoy. And then also we're doing fun things. We did pottery one day. We're going to do a spa day one day. We did a half a day retreat in Connecticut. We went on a boat ride. We did legacy writing. We did yoga. And so we're doing those things because different people connect in different ways. And we just want people to understand that Gloria Gemma is here, always here for them and their families. And when people walk in the door for the first time, they feel that family effect. And there are folks that we've lost through the years, but the family still keep in touch. They do become part of the family.
So you mentioned that, you know, the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation is more than just this one event this weekend, which is a huge event, obviously, the Flames of Hope celebration of life. But you do take part in many other events, many other programs. There's Hands of Hope, there's Healing Arts, support groups, as you just talked about, Gloria's Angels Meals program. Do you want to talk about any of these other programs that you offer?
Yes. If someone is in active treatment, they can contact Gloria Gemma. And they do have a meal program where they will provide meals. I think it's up to a couple of months. I think they get a couple of meals a month. They're frozen, so they can put in their freezer and that can help them. Hands of Hope is a financial program that can help those folks with financial need. And then we have other programs too. We have other fundraisers that help support programs. We have foods that are donated to us that we can help give to our clients. We have Blount, who will donate some soups, some mac and cheese. We have things like that. But the food program, again, if you're in active treatment, just give us a call and we'll see what we can do for you. The food is donated and their meals already prepared. And like I said, they're delivered to you frozen. I think it's twice a month that they get them. And then again, for the Hands of Hope, it's a financial program and it's for people with breast cancer, and it's a financial assistance.
Shaquet, obviously it goes without saying, but maybe you can reiterate this fact to our listeners as well. Breast cancer, as is the case with many cancer, is even more beatable and curable with early detection and diagnosis.
Correct.
So important for people to get mammograms, correct?
Correct. I think it's very important that, you know, so often people, I was very young when I was diagnosed and I was told that it's probably nothing. Well, my intuition told me that it was something and it was something I had never, ever felt before. So I really advocated for myself. And you hear lots of stories of people who maybe thought something, but didn't advocate for themselves and come to find out that it was something. And then you have those folks that did advocate for themselves and did find out, yeah, it was something. So I think keeping up with any appointments, if you have anything suspicious, if there are any symptoms, If you feel uncomfortable about something, it's better to go and to get screened and find out that it's nothing than to worry and think, was this something? I mean, there's something to be said about, you know, peace of mind.
Sure.
And again, we have information, again, the ongoing education to help folks. And I'm really excited to say that also that Gloria Gemma, we're now in Pawtucket, but we'll be moving to Lincoln soon, probably in the next month or so. And when that is done, we'll announce it and what the new address will be. And it's off Route 116 in Lincoln, down near Blackstone Place, where the medical buildings are. Okay. And it's a lovely place. It's the second floor. We have the whole second floor, all windows. We're going to have a healing garden. We can have all our groups there. We can do yoga, Reiki, all different classes. And plus, there are some large conference rooms there, so that if anybody from the community wanted to utilize those rooms, rent those spaces, they're all queued, ready to go with all the media aspects and things like that. And then we have an opportunity in our media room to do not just writing legacies, but video legacies and podcasts with our folks that we work with.
We're talking to Shaquet Kazarian from the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation. And Shaquet, you mentioned that this weekend's Gloria Gemma Flames of Hope Celebration of Life, celebrating 19 years in the organization itself, the foundation celebrating 20 years. And congratulations on that, because the Rhode Island State House just recently adopted a resolution commemorating your 20 years in service.
Yes, and I think that's, again, a huge tribute to Maria Gemma, who really heads the ship with her passion and her dedication. And again, an organization is only as strong as the leader. And Maria really has the passion and dedication. And the team that works with her all share that passion and dedication. And they really are there for the people that we serve. And it really is an honor to serve folks.
So a couple of more things. Number one, in terms of what's happening this weekend, the Flames of Hope celebration, is the public encouraged to come out and join in and take part in all of this?
Absolutely. You feel like you're on entertainment tonight when you're walking down with those flames and everyone's just calling out and cheering you on. And a lot of people are there just because they want to see it. They might not necessarily know the folks carrying the torches.
Yep.
Very warm, and it's very inspirational. And then again, if you just want a party, you can buy a ticket for the pink tent, the pink party. And there's drinks and there's food and there's a band. And then afterwards, there's a band right out on the grounds. I think they start around 9:30 and they play till 11:30. But we do encourage people to come, because not only is it seeing everyone carrying the torches, but it's a way for people to hear people's stories. Usually they have the big screens up on the State House with personal testimonies. And you get to see that the State Ballet performs. It's just very, very moving. And again, it's a way of educating people about this incredible organization and all the good that they do, not only for the person touched by cancer personally, but all those in their circle.
All right. Lastly, Shaquet, before we wrap things up, is there anything we haven't talked about that you'd like to discuss this morning?
I think what I would just like to say is that I would really encourage people that if you have any questions or any concerns, if you get that call, you have cancer, or you know of a loved one, you have cancer, I would really, really encourage you to call us at 401-861-4376. Or if you're an email person, email at info@GloriaGemma.org. Send us an email, give us a call, and let us know your story and your situation. And again, it doesn't matter the cancer. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. We are definitely here for you and your loved one. And I also want to mention, too, we have a grief group. We started that 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that meets once a month. And that's a very popular group. And that's for folks that have lost loved ones. It could be recent or years ago. Grief doesn't go away. Or sometimes it's for folks who's grieving the loss of themselves during a disease process.
Well, Shaquet, thank you for joining us this morning. And more importantly, thank you for all that you do for the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation and all the people that utilize it as well. Thanks again, and we look forward to doing this again.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Shaquet Kazarian joining us from the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation. My thanks to Shaquet. Also, thanks to our producer, Laura Minicucci. And most of all, thanks to all of you for tuning in. My name is Scott Credici. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Be sure to join us again next week for another edition of Community Matters with your host, Scott Cordici. If your group or organization would like to be part of the show, email us at communitymatters@weei.com.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.